and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And you're listening live. Not exactly as good as Brent Musburger used to say it, but nonetheless, it's good enough. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price and John Pickens here in the studio with you. John, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for asking. All righty. So 4:10 here. We've got a lot to get into. We actually just found out just a few minutes ago that there's a local story that we got to touch on really soon. So we're going to get things started right away with our top three stories here. Donald Trump says that he has agreed to three debates in September against VP Kamala Harris at a press event from his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. Yes, the stuttering is starting early. Trump said the debates would be on Fox News, ABC, and NBC. Trump has not indicated if the Harris campaign has agreed to the debates, however. The two tickets have been engaged in a back and forth over a debate agreement, but this was Trump's first public appearance since Harris became the nominee and selected Tim Walz as her running mate.
Well, the two astronauts who were supposed to just take an eight-day trip may be stranded until 2025. It kind of sounds like Gilligan's Island. Anyway, due to Boeing spaceship problems, NASA announced yesterday that there would be further delay in the Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams return home from the ISS. Well, issues with helium leaks and thruster failures have forced the astronauts to remain aboard the International Space Station for more than 60 days. NASA said if the tests show a return flight on Starliner to be too risky, then the astronauts could be forced to wait and come back on SpaceX Crew Dragon in February. It's not like you can call an Uber.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, I heard that when I woke up this morning. That is ridiculous that it has been. I mean, it's one thing to have delays or to have technical difficulties, and I'm not an astronaut. I don't know how space works. The thing is, I mean, 8 days, and now you may miss Christmas and New Year's? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, who pays the, you know, the car bills and the mortgage while you're gone?
Yeah, I mean, somebody, man, I'd be, if I were an astronaut in that situation, I'd be looking for somebody's head because of that. That's ridiculous. All right. And the estate of one of the victims of last year's OceanGate submarine implosion is now suing the company for $50 million as part of a wrongful death lawsuit. I believe it's the family of Paul Henry Nargileau, I think that's how you pronounce it, and four others were killed when the sub imploded while on an expedition to the side of the Titanic. The lawsuit claims that there were serious issues with the sub and that it had a troubled past. Attorneys also argue that CEO Stockton Rush, who also died in the mission, did not disclose key issues about the sub's condition. Yeah, that was, I mean, that story broke the internet when that first happened. And that's the thing. If you are someone who was on that sub and you obviously weren't going to get on it if you knew that, hey, you could implode,
right?
Then, yeah, I mean, I think these people are obviously entitled to stuff. My father even said, I'm surprised it took that long for this to,
exactly,
for this to hit the news. Alrighty, here locally, this is what I kind of hinted at earlier. Circuit Court Judge Jonathan Schlechter has ruled in favor of defendants Alex Arduini and Jonathan Owens and Gannett Media, parent of the Pensacola News Journal. In today's ruling, the judge wrote, the court further finds that Escambia County's claims and relief sought are attempting to impose a prior restraint of speech on the press, which, under these facts, runs afoul of the First Amendment. This is in reference to the texts that were acquired from Jeff Bergosh, and I remember us covering this a while back. The judge also ruled today that the defendant's motion for fees pursuant to Florida anti-slap law are granted, meaning that the court has found the county to be in violation of said law. So,
a lot interesting.
Yeah, a lot of legal jargon there.
Right.
But yeah, very interesting stuff. Because I mean, that's the thing. I can't remember the context of. Do you know anything about the Jeff Bergosh story?
Yeah, it was about hiding emails and sending emails behind others' back.
Right. I mean, that was
I definitely know Andrew McKay in the morning will definitely have complete coverage of it.
Yes, and that is actually, thank you for reminding me, that's a perfect segue. Andrew McKay, he was the one who frantically called me and wanted us to cover this story like minutes before we went live. He is going to have Jonathan Owens on the Pensacola Morning News tomorrow morning at 6:35. So be sure to tune into that because I'm sure they're going to give a lot more details than I just gave you. John,
yeah,
what else?
This is breaking news.
No. This happened minutes ago.
As you are.
Yeah.
Escambia County is exploring ways to pay for obtaining the retired passenger ship, the SS United States, and sinking it in the Gulf of Mexico as an artificial reef, just like they did a few years ago with the aircraft carrier Oriskany. There are two possible outcomes for the old ocean liner: sink it as a reef or take it to the scrapyard. Last week, it seemed the commissioners and the community supported the idea, but the board agreed to look at it, funding options before deciding if they wanted to pursue it.
A risk in it. I'm so glad that you got that story, because that's the thing. That was local story number one before I put in the whole Jeff Bergosh stuff, and I would have said like Oriskany or something. So thank you for biting the bullet on that one and saying the name
anytime.
Right. All right, 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we do have several spots of note. It's just been hectic on the roads as of recently. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, we do have some construction in that area that's essentially causing daily congestion, and that is the case now. Also, Highway 29, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, got some backups in that area too. Outside of that, there's not much too severe going on in Pensacola. We just have some minor backups here and there, such as on Airport Boulevard near the intersection with North Davis Highway, and on Blue Angel Parkway at the intersection with Highway 98. Outside of Pensacola, we've got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway is actually looking surprisingly smooth if you're traveling westbound. Typically, it's pretty rough. However, we did have an accident report earlier. If you were traveling, once again, westbound, coming from Hurlburt Field, it's just causing some minor backups at this time, though. Last major spot's going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, I'm probably going to be saying copy and paste what I did yesterday. It's very hot. We're in a heat advisory. 93 degrees currently, partly cloudy. As we get into this evening, going to be mostly clear skies with a low of 77. That actually sounds pretty forgiving. Tomorrow, though, the high is going to be 95, and we're going to hit another heat advisory. How about that? That's just becoming a daily thing at this point. Carrying on with some local headlines here, Escambia County residents hoping that the Wedgewood Community Center reopens soon, as it has remained closed ever since it was the site of a mass shooting on July 28th. Two people were killed and five others were injured near a pavilion outside the center, which has left its once full parking lot empty ever since. The center is currently under county management, with there being hopes to soon invest in security improvements. However, no date for the center's reopening has been set.
Well, more details are available on the Perdido Key easement situation. Six condo owners are suing Escambia County over the public easement on their beachfront properties. The easement was discovered last year on the original land deeds from the 1950s, which say the U.S. government made the first 75 feet from the water public property. But the condo owners say that portion of the beach is theirs, and they're taking the county to court. Despite County Administrator Wes Marino saying the county has not yet been officially served, this is nonetheless a matter it vows to fight.
Yeah, I mean, I think I said it yesterday because this is just more details on it, but we covered the story itself yesterday afternoon, and I think I even said we're going to be hearing a lot about that. I mean, yeah, dude, the deed was found last year, and it goes back decades, and it talks about that being public property, but I understand if the people didn't know that, and they and the county both have been under the implication that, hey, you know, they're just doing whatever they want here. I understand why they're like, hey, you can't just take it away from us now.
But one thing I've learned in house buying and selling is you have to do your due diligence.
Oh, no, for sure. And that's the thing. That's where it's
so
just,
this will be interesting how this all unfolds.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, them versus the legal right that apparently they don't have. A man was arrested after he rammed a car with his own vehicle during a road rage incident. According to an FHP crash report, 62-year-old Mitchell Hayden Coffey and another 32-year-old man got into a fight on Graves Road. This happened on Tuesday around 7 p.m. after they were almost involved in a crash where a death threat was made. Coffey then went home before re-entering the road, which is when he saw the other man again. While the man was at a stop, Coffey allegedly intentionally hit the man's vehicle with his own three times. The report said Coffey then went home, grabbed a handgun, and put it in his vehicle. Coffey was arrested and charged with aggravated battery, hit and run, driving under the influence, providing false information, and refusing to submit. So quite a rap sheet there, I'd say.
Quite a busy night.
Yes.
One Blood is back to business as usual after its ransomware attack that happened on July 29th posed quite a challenge for the nonprofit. Though it was immediately proactive in its response, implementing alternative processes such as continuing to collect, test, process, and distribute blood to hospitals, One Blood's software system being up has them back at full capacity.
Yeah, that's always great news to hear there. I mean, because One Blood, they cover several states, but heck, I can't go to a Walmart without seeing a One Blood bus out front. And the proposed hotel at Pensacola's Community Maritime Park will be a Reverb by Hard Rock Property. It would feature more than 125 hotel technologically enhanced rooms, a full-service restaurant, rooftop bar, lobby bar and lounge, quick-service restaurant, and fitness center. So a little bit of everything. The design team includes Gensler and Kravitz Design. So if the name Kravitz sounds familiar, that's because the global conceptual design firm is helmed by music and style icon Lenny Kravitz. Hey, how about that? The proposal also includes an apartment complex and a retail center next to Blue Wahoo Stadium. Also, spoiler alert, later in this broadcast, I didn't even think about it, but when I was putting the bumper music in, we do have a Lenny Kravitz song coming up. So that we'll just pretend that that was intentional. 420, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we got state and national headlines for you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, we have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. I've served as a teacher, assistant principal, principal, director of federal programs, and now as superintendent, I lead 3,100 educators as they serve our 29,000 students. Our children and the taxpayers of Santa Rosa County deserve a superintendent who has a successful track record and experience. So on August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, Climatech.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller, and I approve this message. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. They have free estimates available. You can learn more at whitesandselectric.com. Again, that is whitesandselectric.com. All righty, looking at the roads here, we still got several spots with some backups. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, we do have some backups there still. And now on the ramp that connects I-110 North to I-10 West, we do have an accident reported in that area. Don't know how severe it is because I can't really see if it's adding to the congestion at all, but we'll keep an eye on it nonetheless. Then we've got some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road and Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. So basically the same spots that were giving us issues before. Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, also now has some backups developing. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach heading towards Tiger Point. Got some backups over there. And on Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 93 degrees in Pensacola. We, of course, have another heat advisory, as we hinted at yesterday. Tonight's low is going to be 77, but when we get into tomorrow, it's going to be a beautiful day. Sunny skies, but high of 95 and another heat advisory. Alrighty. Looking at some state headlines here. Florida leaders warning communities about disaster-related scams as Debbie continues to impact the state. Attorney General Ashley Moody issued a consumer alert earlier today, asking residents to be cautious of things such as price gouging and other schemes that bad actors could use to try to take advantage of those affected by the storm. Some of the scams could include contractor fraud or fake debris removal companies. Moody says qualified contractors are usually in high demand and become booked out for months. She's urging people to do their research and verify licenses before accepting services from a business.
The city of Gulfport is recovering boats that were scattered across the beach when Debbie moved through the area earlier this week. Police and the U.S. Coast Guard have been assessing the damages. At least 13 vessels have been identified so far. Boaters are being urged to find a safe harbor or marine somewhere not along the bay because of the major recovery efforts required after the storm. The city is still trying to identify the owners of vessels in an effort to clean up the scene as quickly as possible.
And the state's Department of Commerce and Department of Transportation sent a letter to Port Canaveral leaders late last week saying that they don't support current dock plans that appear to favor cruise terminals over the space industry. The state says that if the project is not reversed, the port could lose millions of dollars in both current and future investments. Port leaders are expected to take up the issue at its meeting later this month.
And two men are facing charges in connection to a Sarasota murder last month. The sheriff's office says 24-year-old Damonte Tillery and 23-year-old Kareem McDowell were arrested late last week. Suspects are accused of shooting 47-year-old Edward Dukes Jr. to death on July 25th.
And the Pinellas County School District is facing a civil complaint over an incident involving a student 2 years ago. Several attorneys held a press conference earlier today to discuss the alleged rough handling of Manaya Sharif at Boca Sierra High School back in 2022. The student's family claims that police pushed the child against the wall and put her in handcuffs. Meanwhile, law enforcement says that the injuries she sustained were simply from her resisting arrest from the resource officer. The police report claims the situation stemmed from Sharif trying to fight another student in class.
We have more details on the 2024 Python Challenge, which will be kicking off in Florida Everglades in just a matter of days. The 11th annual competition is designed to remove the invasive Burmese pythons from the state's ecosystem because they pose a threat to native wildlife. Participants must find and kill the snakes within one of the 7 eligible areas in order for their entries to be accepted. Cash prizes will go out to contestants who catch the most and largest pythons. Nearly 200 pythons were removed last year. The challenge will begin on Friday and run through August 18th.
You know, when I'll say this earlier this afternoon, and when I say earlier, I mean like an hour before we went live. You walked in. You had to drop off your son. He had a shift to mm-hmm. work in promotions. Brandon, great chap. Anyway, when you walked in, you put your stuff down, and I'm like, oh, why are you putting your stuff down in here? And you told me, oh, because I'm doing a show with you today. And I had no clue. I think I even said last night that it was going to be Bobby Rossi. We never really addressed why that isn't the case today. It was just a mix-up, schedules kind of being flopped around. It's no problem. Workplace shenanigans. However, it was Bobby, when we touched on this a couple weeks ago, that he was talking about the Python challenge. He thought it was really fascinating, and he touched on how he was in the Philippines and he slaughtered and ate pythons. And
okay, well, you know, I don't know if you've ever been to the Florida Everglades.
I have not.
But there's gators and all sorts of things out there. I'll let them
the
handle
pros.
This 11th annual I'll let them handle it.
Yeah, he said a gator is what would scare him off.
Yeah,
because that's the thing, they're all over the place.
Yeah, especially in the Everglades.
Yeah, and that's the thing, it's like, that's the main reason I put this story here, because I'm like, well, Bobby would just find this fantastic. So, Bobby, if you're listening, we got more details on it, but, you know, you missed today, so that's on you, I guess. I don't know. All right, 4:30 here.
Prizes.
We'll take, you're missing out on prizes here. 4:30, we'll take a Fox News break. When we return, some national headlines and some sports news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Former President Trump holds a news conference at Mar-a-Lago in Florida in an attempt to contrast himself with Vice President Kamala Harris, who hasn't held a news conference since becoming the Democratic nominee. Trump was asked about President Biden, saying in an interview that if Harris wins, there will be unrest.
Of course there'll be a peaceful transfer, and there was last time, and there'll be a peaceful transfer. I just hope we're going to have honest elections, that's all.
Trump says he's agreed to do 3 debates in September, but the Harris campaign hasn't yet agreed to any terms. Meanwhile, Harris and running mate Tim Walz hold an event in Wayne, Michigan with UAW members.
I am so deeply honored as a lifelong supporter of union labor for Tim and I to have the endorsement of UAW.
The union has endorsed the Democratic ticket. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks had a banner day as the looming recession fears appeared to melt away as U.S. unemployment data showed a promising week, marking a one-month low for claims. The Dow gaining 683 points today, while the S&P 500 slid up by 119, and the NASDAQ composite grew by 464 points, good enough for a gain of 2.8%. Online dating woes hitting the Hive at Bumble, which recently guided for lower revenue growth for the year and the current quarter, seeing its shares tumble more than 30% in yesterday's after-hours session. Shares currently up less than 0.2%. Costco will start scanning membership cards at the entrances of all of its stores instead of having employees manually check. The wholesale retailer leadership said the scanners will save employees and shoppers time. U.S. oil futures for September crude are up 1% to just over $76 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Cleveland Browns envision their new $2.4 billion stadium being a dome. When I think of the dog pound, I see fans who are blue-collar that show up in the rain, sleet, or snow and always bring a raucous atmosphere, regardless of the quality of their team on the field. If the Browns put a roof on their stadium, what's the next crazy change to happen? Are they going to start serving shrimp cocktail and caviar to the dog pound, too? A dome stadium for the Browns is un-American and something I'll never stand for. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru has been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We continued our behind-the-scenes look at the USS McCool and what happens on the bridge, the back and forth between vice presidential candidates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, the proposal to bring the big ship, the SS United States, to Escambia County and sink it off of the coast, and the $3 million Fish and Wildlife is willing to give toward that effort. Plus, the local head of the Associated Builders and Contractors Organization responds to a very misleading flyer in Santa Rosa politics. You can catch it all on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Joining me here in studio today, we have Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, former PPD Chief. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's kind of been quiet this week.
And it's not necessarily newsworthy. We made some great narcotics arrests, traffic stop narcotics arrests, but that's just a small fraction of what we're going on. There's 721 employees, 430.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out or looked down on. Just try your best. Drop everything you can.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather, I'd say. All right, thank goodness, because there's several things going on here. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, we do have some pretty heavy backups there still, and there was an accident report on the ramp connecting you to I-110 North, so we'll keep an eye on how much that's affecting the congestion there, but it's already pretty severe with or without the accident. The intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, also looking kind of tough at this time, and we do have some backups on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. Outside of that, it's just minor congestion here and there. Maybe if you're actually. We have some problems now if you're traveling southbound on Palafox passing Tahar Drive. That looks pretty severe, but we don't have any confirmation of an accident at this time. Outside of that, though, in Pensacola, it's just minor congestion here and there. Blue Angel Parkway, Brent Lane, just a couple spots on those streets, just every now and again, nothing too crazy. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's the lower 90s here, 93 degrees. Heat advisory as we get into tonight, it's going to be 77 degrees with mostly clear skies, and tomorrow is going to be a high of 95. Sunny skies, though, so it's going to be a beautiful day in theory, but the heat's going to be miserable, and we will be right back into another heat advisory. Woo, how about that? Alrighty. National headlines here. Speaking of weather that is not ideal. Heavy rain and tornadoes are hitting North Carolina as Tropical Storm Debbie continues to hammer the east. According to the National Hurricane Center, the storm is heading north from South Carolina and is around 55 miles southeast of Charlotte. There have been at least 11 confirmed tornadoes from the storm, with three happening in North Carolina, along with flooding in multiple states.
Well, Donald Trump says he'd rather be running against VP Kamala Harris than President Biden. At a press event from his Mar-a-Lago home in Palm Beach, Florida, Trump criticized Harris's record on crime and other issues. This is his first public appearance since Harris became the nominee and selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I think, I think it literally said that in one of our top three stories when we were talking about Trump saying that he would debate her. I think that's literally.
Yeah, he had a press conference today with reporters, unlike her, that hasn't had one yet.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, if she's supposed to be the Democrat running and she just appointed a VP, it's like, okay, come on, let's pick it up. It's getting heavy here. All right. During an interview with Fox News, Trump claimed VP Kamala Harris didn't pick Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro as her running mate because he's Jewish. He went on to say that the Harris campaign thought picking Shapiro would offend others. The Harris campaign has denied Trump's allegations, and Shapiro himself has said that he expressed reservations to the campaign about leaving his job as governor. So a lot about Trump's thoughts today.
Right.
He's got a lot to say about it.
Well, he had a lot to say for like an hour and a half during his press conference.
Dude loves to talk.
The NYPD is investigating after the Brooklyn home of a top Columbia University official was vandalized and targeted with insects. Okay. Police believe pro-Palestinian protesters splattered the paint on the Brooklyn Heights building where Columbia Chief Operating Officer Cass Holloway lives early Thursday and released live crickets into the lobby, calling them a present. Oh, how sweet. Glass was also broken in inverted red triangles, a symbol of Hamas uses to target enemies, were scrawled on the building.
My goodness. And back to inclement weather. Hundreds of thousands of residents across northeast Ohio are still without power after damaging storms and tornadoes hit that state as well, with reportedly more than 260,000 still in the dark. Electric company First Energy describing the outages as historic and says more than 2,500 crews are coming from other states to help restore power. 4:41 here. We'll get a quick look at some sports headlines. We actually have it's been a lot about the Olympics recently, and we're going to start with the Olympics like usual, but there's actually a pretty diverse array of stuff going on here. So, first of all, we got some good news and bad news, John, when it comes to the medal count.
Okay.
So, America sitting as purdy as can be. It's just looking so darling with our total medal count. We've got 103 total medals, so we have broken the century mark.
That's great.
We are 30, a nice even 30, ahead of China, who's second place with 73. Don't know why I took a second to subtract 30 from 103, but you get the idea. I'm a radio guy, not a mathematician. When it comes to gold medals, we are still ahead, but we were ahead by two. Now we're only ahead by one. So, you know, here's the sinister organ playing. So we're only ahead by one now. We're up 30-29. But I already said it's a race for first place between China and the U.S. for golds. It's a race for second between China and, I don't know, I guess anybody else for second place when it comes to total medals, because America's just run away with it. Some other things going on in the Olympics include swimmer Katie Ledecky and rower Nick Med will be the U.S. flag bearers at the Paris Olympics closing ceremony. Ledecky became the most decorated female U.S. Olympian of all time at these summer games. Meanwhile, Med helped the men's rowing team win their first gold medal in 64 years. He's the first rower to ever be given the honor of being a flag bearer. The closing ceremony will be held Sunday.
Well, Team USA is adding more track medals to its tally after the men's 200-meter race. In a signature event, Noah Lyles took the bronze after winning the 100-meter race on Sunday. He was aiming to be just the 10th runner ever to win both events at the same Olympics. Meanwhile, Lyles' teammate Kenny Bednarik won the silver.
Very nice. All right. And we do have some very unfortunate news here. At the CrossFit Games, they just started today in North Texas. They've come to a stop due to an athlete drowning during a running and swimming event in Fort Worth. One social media post claimed that the drowning happened near the finish line, and early reports are that it is a competitor from Serbia. We'll see if we can find some more details on that later on in the show this evening, but very unfortunate news there. John, in the NFL, we had the Hall of Fame game very early August, and now just about, a week later? I mean, when was the Hall of Fame game?
It was on Thursday.
Yeah, August 1st.
A week later.
All right. Yes, so a week later, exactly, yeah. All right, we got two preseason games tonight, do we not?
We sure do. Starting at 6 o'clock tonight, Panthers at Patriots and Lions at Giants, with the former being on the NFL Network.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, a lot of people will look at you and say preseason doesn't matter. And, mm-hmm. I mean, when it comes to the results of the games, they really don't. Fun fact for you, two teams have gone 0-16 in NFL history. Both of them went unbeaten in the preseason. So that should tell you right
there.
Yeah, that should tell you right there. The preseason does not mean anything. I think the 08 Lions and the 2017 Browns both went 4-0, and they finished 0-16. So, yeah, it doesn't really mean anything, but it's an opportunity for football, first of all. Mm-hmm. And if you're like me, beggars can't be choosers. But also, when you know, it's these guys, it's a lot of younger talent, a lot of new acquisitions getting prepped for the NFL season. It's pretty cool. Also in the NFL here, quarterback Nick Foles, speaking of cool fellas, he's retiring from the NFL. He will be best remembered, of course, for being the MVP in Super Bowl 52 with the Philadelphia Eagles, taking over quarterbacking duties for starter Carson Wentz late that season. Other teams he played for include the St. Louis Rams, St. Louis, old school. St. Louis Rams, Kansas City Chiefs, Jacksonville Jaguars, Chicago Bears, and the Indianapolis Colts. I think I want to say I was watching like NFL highlights years ago, mm-hmm. and it was Nick Foles in the St. Louis Rams,
right,
and Michael Vick in the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow,
I think that was the quarterback duo, which was telling of the times, to say the least. And lastly here, I'll get this one out of the way real quick before traffic and weather. The Chicago White Sox, if you haven't been following, they suck. They're parting ways with manager Pedro Grifol. This comes after the team suffered a historic 21-game losing streak before finally winning a game on Tuesday. The team is currently an MLB worst 28-89 on the season. What a nightmare. All right, 4:45, we'll get a quick check of the roads and weather. Hopefully that's more optimistic than Chicago's season. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still having some pretty severe backups. Same can be said for Highway 29, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. We also got a text a few minutes ago that says there is a car broken down in the center lane. Let's see, southbound on 3 Mile Bridge. So southbound on 3 Mile Bridge, there was a car broken down. It doesn't appear to be causing much congestion at this time from what I can see, but nonetheless, it's something we'll keep an eye on. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 93 degrees, heat advisory, low of 77 tonight, and a high of 95 with another heat advisory tomorrow. So this starting to develop a trend here, John.
I noticed that
time yesterday. It's like, well, we're just bouncing from one heat advisory into another. What's going on in health, business, and science notes, my man?
Well, Wall Street is closing with stocks sharply higher today. This comes after new labor market numbers gave investors a boost in confidence toward the economy. The latest weekly unemployment claims came in at 233,000 against projections of 240,000. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 683 points to close at 39,446. The S&P 500 rose by 119 points to 53,19. The NASDAQ gained 464 to close at 16,660.
Very nice. Yeah, I mean, it's great to see Wall Street booming after everybody panicked earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
Fewer Americans are seeking first-time unemployment benefits from the government. The Department of Labor says it received 233,000 initial requests in the week ending August 3rd. That's a drop of 17,000 from the previous week's revised total and less than the 240,000 that most analysts had been expecting.
Well, mortgage rates are down. That's another good news. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged less than 6.5% this week, according to Freddie Mac. That's down since last week's 6.73%. It's also the lowest since May 2023. The news comes as home prices remain sky high nationwide.
Sky high.
Mm-hmm.
Costco cracking down on membership sharing. Now the wholesale retailer introducing membership scanning devices to be used at the entrance door. Members will need to scan their card so employees can match the photo up with you. For those who have cards without photos, Costco says to come with a valid photo ID, but encourages them to get their photo taken at the membership counter.
Well, nearly a quarter of intimate partner murder suicides are committed by someone banned from owning a gun. That's according to a 43-person focus group analysis by the advocacy group Everytown for Gun Safety. His report said reasons that they were prohibited from owning a firearm included A, domestic violence, B, restraining orders, C, felony convictions, D, misdemeanor domestic violence crime, and mental health issues. report also said that the children witnessed the incident in 43% of those reported and were killed in 16%. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's
43%.
That's a wild statistic there. That's crazy. And California's catastrophic wildfires putting birds and their habitats in danger. This is not as surprising to me. Researchers say that the biggest fire-related risk for birds is smoke because of their sensitive respiratory systems. Birds that were near or in the wildfire smoke had decreased in body mass as well, which researchers believe is likely from the smoke preventing them from scavenging or hunting. Studies have also shown that smoke can delay or disrupt migration patterns. So, I mean, that's the thing. We've been hearing a lot about California wildfires. We hear a lot about them anyway, but obviously that, that North Park fire, I think it's called. Or it's Northern California Park Fire. That's what it is. Causing, yeah, I mean, that it's like over 425,000 acres right now. It's just insane. And, of course, the wildlife's going to always take a big hit there, but that's just unbelievable. All righty, just about 450 here. Actually, 450 on the nose. How good are we? When we return, pop culture notes and some wacky weird stories and a good news story as well, and it is nature-related. So we've got that in store for you when we return. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please reelect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm yet to hear a bad Kansas song. I will say that right now. I don't know many, but a couple that I do know, whether it's this one or Carry On My Wayward Son, they're all pretty good. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, and you were also just now listening to Play the Game Tonight by Kansas, if you hadn't put that one together. All righty, 4:53 here. We got a couple of pop culture notes that we'll tackle for you before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather, starting with our box office preview here. The film adaptation of Colleen Hoover's It Ends With Us is expected to get off to a good start at the box office, being projected to make between $25 and $35 million in its first weekend. Meanwhile, Deadpool and Wolverine is going to take first again, no surprise there, an expected $47 to $50 million in its third outing. And elsewhere, the film adaptation of the video game Borderlands, projected to make between $12 and $16 million in its debut weekend. And speaking of debut weekends, Neon's horror film Cuckoo, starring Hunter Schafer, is expected to make $3 million. Very nice.
Well, Steve Martin is ending speculation of whether he'll return to Saturday Night Live to play Democrat VP candidate Tim Walz. SNL offered him the role, but he's a firm no. Funny man told show creator and producer Lorne Michaels he's not an impressionist and that SNL really needs someone who can nail Tim Walz. And Martin claims he was picked because he kind of looked like the gray hair and glasses.
That's about all it takes.
Martin has hosted SNL 15 times. Former cast member Maya Rudolph is returning to reprise her impression of Kamala Harris.
I'm not saying that there's not truth to that. The whole thing about, hey, listen, I think if you're going to do this, you know, like Maya Rudolph, a lot of people, I've never seen anyone say that she does not do a good Kamala Harris impression.
No, she does.
Yeah, she nails it. So I understand you want someone who can compliment that well. And if you don't think you can, that's fine. If you're not an impressionist, that's fine. However, I do think it's like, do you think this is just something that Steve is just trying to kind of like avoid? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, because it's a, I mean, it's one thing to like do politics back in the day, but it seems all the more heightened now in this social media age. So I wouldn't be surprised if he was just like, you know what? I'm not going to dip my toe in that water. You know, I could definitely see him just trying to avoid that. All right. 4:55 on the nose. Man, I know how to stall. I'm great at it. One last quick check of the roads and weather this hour, just in time for that. If you're traveling westbound on I-10, approaching Palafox Street, we still got some backups there. And now we've got some developing if you're traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Highway 29. So be on the lookout for that. Also, it's going to be Highway 29 itself. If you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, very heavy backups there, as we typically see this time every day. And then it's Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. So that entire area there, I don't know what shape you'd call that, a trapezoid maybe, but that entire vicinity is just rough at this hour every day, so be on the lookout for those areas. We do now have backups on Three Mile Bridge traveling southbound right as you're getting into Gulf Breeze. I'm assuming it's that broken down vehicle a texter informed us about earlier. It is causing backups now. Then it's going to be Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, partly cloudy, 93 degrees. We do have a heat advisory, and you don't need me to tell you that if you're standing outside. Tonight's going to be a low of 77 with mostly clear skies, but tomorrow we're going to be thrusted right back into a heat advisory with a high of 95 degrees and sunny skies. Woo-wee. All righty, carry it out with some pop culture notes here. Michelle Pfeiffer set to lead a Yellowstone sequel series. Do you watch Yellowstone, John?
I have been. I've started to.
Is it good? First impressions?
Yeah.
Never seen it. The show will be called Madison. It's described as a study of grief and human connection that follows a family from New York City and central Montana's Madison River Valley. The final season of Yellowstone, meanwhile, debuts on November 10th. Some wacky and weird stories here. Well, just one, really. John, what do we got?
Well, a Brooklyn man who bought a political website name in 2020 hoping to make a profit has just cashed in on his investment.
Okay.
36-year-old trademark attorney and domain name speculator Jeremy Green H.A. bought the domain name HarrisWaltz.com for $8.99 4 years ago after Kamala Harris was selected as President Joe Biden's running mate. He announced this week that he had accepted $15,000 to part ways with a domain name. It isn't the first time he's made a big profit on a political domain name. He bought ClintonCain.com in 2011, sold it in 2016 for $15,000.
Kane.
Not bad.
What's Kane's first name? When Clinton ran and she had Kane as her VP. I didn't know there was going to be a quiz. Well, I want to say I know the name. It just now hit me. Like, who is that? I can't remember. The only Kane that's coming to my mind is Michael Kane, and I'm going to bet money that it wasn't him.
No.
I don't know. Well, I'll come back to that. Anyway, yeah, dude. I mean, it's one thing to be a trademark attorney, but domain name speculator.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah. I mean, 15 grand for $9. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's quite an investment. Over 4 years. All right, and a good news story here. I said it was going to have to do with nature, and I'm no liar. New giant pandas are ready for their public debut in California. We touched on this a little while back when we were talking about the diplomatic relations, talking about, oh, there are talks to have them brought over. Well, their names are Yun Xuan and Sing Bao. They arrived at the San Diego Zoo from China about 6 weeks ago. That explains why we were talking about it. Tomorrow marks the first time the public can see them. All right. Caretakers say that the 5-year-old male, Yun Xuan, is curious and a bit shy, while 4-year-old Sing Bao is more chill. San Diego's two pandas are the first to enter the U.S. in over 2 decades. So we got curious and shy and chill. I mean, I can't think of 3 words beyond those that would describe pandas better. I mean, because that's the thing. I mean, you'll see people joke about it on social media, like, how are pandas not extinct? You see them just goofing around and falling out of trees and stuff, and you're just like, well, good thing we got them in captivity because they're lucky to be alive. All right. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, man. Like, you ever seen those things?
I have.
I mean, they're probably my favorite bears, unless, like, koalas count. Polar bears are cool, but they'll kill you if they get the chance. Anyway, we're not going down that rabbit hole. We got our outro music playing. 4:59, we got hour two coming up. It's going to be kicked off with WEAR Top of Hour News, as per usual. However, when you next hear from us, we'll be giving you another rundown of everything happening in your world today. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.